do not touch your phone. Right after today's tech update, we're diving into a must-hear call from my weekend Kim Komando show that you can get as a podcast. It's called Kim Komando Today. Apple's very expensive $3,500 Vision Pro headset is now on sale. But what if someone sits down next to you wearing one of these things? Here's what you need to know. Even though it looks more like a snow ski mask than anything else, when someone straps on a Vision Pro headset, they're strapping on the equivalent of a few souped-up iPhones. There are two depth sensors, six microphones, and 12 HD cameras. All these sensors continuously track everyone around them in three dimensions. The Washington Post says that every hand gesture, every eyeball flick, and every movement is tracked and recorded. Of course, I need not remind you that when you're in public, you have no legitimate right to privacy. Even so, when you see a Vision Pro headset, you do have a right to know that you're being tracked, recorded, and no one knows where all that collected data is going. Be sure to sign up for my free newsletter right now at getkim.com.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Okay, as promised, here's a standout call for my show. Rick in Los Angeles, California. Hi there, Rick.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. What's going on?
Yeah, I wondering about, I was looking up some Wi-Fi tracking people in their homes, how Wi-Fi could be used to see through walls and to actually see you, like if you're on TV with somebody that knows what they're doing. And I didn't know, I never knew about it. I stumbled on it. Doing some research concerning some other concerns that I had, and I came across this, and it was from the one that actual article was from the professor at the University of Chicago, and they gave a demonstration. You know, they gave a little bit on how it worked, and this was back. It was already a few years old by the time I seen it. And
I was going to say, I think this was big news, like in 2018. Is then they came out. It's called like silent surveillance or something like that.
Exactly. And I've been looking for, and they mentioned in their article that there's a couple ways that it could, that you can disable the Wi-Fi from being able to pick up their information and stop somebody from actually picking it up and seeing you in your home. And but they didn't give any reference to where you would find this information or how you would go about doing it. They just said, look, you know, you add a cover noise to your open Wi-Fi ports. Okay, well, you know.
But let me tell you the problem with that is, let me tell you, if you do that, you're asking for all kinds of Wi-Fi problems. Because the Wi-Fi is not made to really work by adding this so-called noise within the network settings itself. You know what this is, Rick? This is a proof of concept, okay? Meaning the researchers got out and they said, this is true. You can kind of tell where somebody is based upon where they're located in their house. Now, the reality is, how many people are actually care, Rick, that you're walking around naked in your living room? Okay. I mean, this is a security issue that is an issue, but it's not really an issue because it's not being exploited. And it's very difficult to exploit this. What you can do is you can do what's called, as you mentioned, cover noise. And this cover noise is basically you get some third-party software, you get into advanced network configurations, and then you start adding some ones and zeros and some dummy data to your configuration. And then it's like, okay, well, we don't know where Rick is walking around. But, you know, in reality, nobody's looking. Okay. Nobody is going to stand there and try to figure out where you are sitting in your house. I mean, we have enough security issues right now. I'm not worried about this. I don't have it set up on my house. And so I can't tell you, I'm not going to tell you to go do this within your environment as well. That's why, you know, 2018 and 19, this was a big deal. That's why today it's not. It's not something that you need to lose sleep over. There are a lot of other things you should be losing sleep over. Like how about whether or not AI is going to take over the world and then kill all the humans? That's what I'm worried about. For reals. Rick, thanks for your call today.
Big virtual hug for listening. Now, if you want your questions tackled, head to commando.com and find that link that says email Kim. Yes, siree, every single note you send me becomes my must read. Hey, be the tech guru among all your friends and fam. Sign up for my free newsletter over at getkim.com.